Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is The Sound of God.
A reading from the Book of Kings. At the mountain of God, Horeb, Elijah came to a cave where he took shelter. But the word of the Lord came to him, "Go outside and stand on the mountain before the Lord. The Lord will be passing by." A strong and heavy wind was rending the mountains and crushing rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a soft rustling sound. And when he heard this, Elijah hid his face in his cloak and went and stood at the entrance of the cave. I recently heard a lovely story about a young woman who was getting married. Get everything ready for the wedding. The church was secured. The hall for the reception was reserved. The cake was ordered. The bridesmaids and the bride's grooms and the groomsmen were all set. The only thing that was missing was her dress. She couldn't find a seamstress to make a dress to her specifications. No one seemed to know what she wanted. "I need a dress that will rustle when I move," she told one seamstress after another, but not one could understand what she wanted. Finally, one seamstress told her that she could make a dress that would rustle, but it would not be comfortable and it would not be pretty. The bride was elated. "My fiancé is blind," she explained, "and I want him to know that I am right by his side. I want him to know that I am right by his side." Well, as you know, I took a liberty to substitute the word rustle in this reading from Kings. In the NAB version, it reads, "After the fire, there was a tiny whispering sound." I looked through a number of translations hoping to find rustling among them, but no luck. God comes to Elijah as a still, small voice, a sound of gentle stillness, a light, silent sound, the sound of a soft whisper. This tiny whispering sound, this rustle, is God's presence with us. How do we imagine or experience God's presence with us? Well, maybe God is powerful like the wind that blows here in Kansas, especially during tornado season. Maybe God is present in the breeze we feel as we walk through a forest. But according to Kings, God comes to us in a quiet whisper, a tiny sound. Even, and this is my favorite, the sound of sheer silence. It's a rustling sound that lets us know that God is near, but not overwhelming. That God is next to us, but not leading us around. That God is present, always, but not controlling. Our friend Elijah is hiding out in a cave. He's being hunted by Queen Jezebel, after he shamed her priests and her God. Even the Israelites have abandoned him. He's discouraged and he wants to die. He's feeling isolated, alone, and blind to God's presence and God's power. Is that how we feel sometimes? Abandoned and by others and by God, isolated and alone? How often do we look for the big sign? The strong wind or the earthquake or the fire in response to our call. But we really need something like that. not according to Kings, a rustling, a quiet, tiny indication of God's presence is all we need. Even in our daily humdrum life, it's nice to have an indication of God's continual presence with us. Just like the bride in our story found a way to let her love know of her presence, our generous and loving God will find a way to let us know that God is always with us. We just need to be open and listen for the gift.